Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My planet Arrakis is so beautiful when the sun is low. Rolling over the sands, you can see spice in the air.
There are two warning captions at the start of Denis Villeneuve's gigantic epic Dune. The first reads, "Dreams are messages from the deep." This is clearly no frivolous space opera from a galaxy far, far away. The other reads, "Part One." Speaking as someone who owned, if not read, at least 5 doorstep-sized Dune novels, this is bad news if you're hoping for a conclusion to this film.
The outsiders ravage our lands in front of our eyes.
Dune is the start of an ambitious saga, of course. Future episodes depend entirely on how successful the first one is. But it certainly feels confident enough, bristling with cinematic fireworks and star power, led by Timothée Chalamet as our hero, Paul Atreides.
My father rules an entire planet.
He's losing it.
He's getting a richer one.
He'll lose that one too.
The noble Atreides family has been selected by the Emperor to take over the planet of Arrakis from their hated rivals, the Harkonnens. Arrakis is the most valuable planet in the galaxy because it's the only source of spice, the substance that fuels intergalactic space travel. Duke Leto Atreides, Oscar Isaac, welcomes the new responsibility.
We are House Atreides. There is no call we do not answer. There is no faith that we betray.
Smile, Gurney.
I am smiling.
The Emperor asks us to bring peace to Arrakis. House Atreides accepts!
Leto's son Paul is beset by dreams of Arrakis, particularly dreams of a blue-eyed woman played by Disney star Zendaya. Zendaya is all over the trailers, incidentally, handing out exposition like it's going out of fashion.
Their cruelty to my people is all I've known. What's to become of our world?
To Zendaya fans, Dune is a bit of a swindle since she barely shows up in the actual movie. She's clearly being saved for part two. Other trailers, there have been a lot of trailers for Dune, it has to be said, feature a star of an earlier vintage, Charlotte Rampling. She plays a sinister, witchy character, dishing out even more exposition to Paul and, by extension, us, of course.
You inherit too much power. You have proven you can rule yourself. Now you must learn to rule others. Something none of your ancestors learned.
And that's always the problem with episode one of a would-be epic franchise. There's a lot of world-building and scene-setting to be done, which depends on some attractive characters selling it.
A boy!
Duncan, can I trust you with something?
Yes, always, you know that.
I've been having dreams about a girl on Arrakis.
Still, as always, director Denis Villeneuve has a sure hand when it comes to casting. Playing Paul's best friend and bodyguard, Duncan Idaho, is everyone's favourite larger-than-life warrior, Jason Momoa.
I don't know what it means.
Dreams make good stories. But everything important happens when we're awake.
Hey, you. Put on some muscle?
I did?
No.
If Duncan is Dune's Balu the Bear, then Bagheera the Panther's equivalent is the wise, if short-tempered, Gurney, played by Josh Brolin.
Come with me. You need to be ready. You've never met Harkonnens before. They're not human, they're brutal.
Paul is clearly being groomed for bigger and better things by his father, the Duke, and also his mother, Jessica, who comes from witchy folk on her mother's side. Jessica's played by Rebecca Ferguson, who seems to be in everything at the moment.
If anything happens, will you protect Paul?
With my life.
And meanwhile, lurking in the background, though not for long, is the villainous Harkonnen family, led by Stellan Skarsgård. They've been making a fortune from spice for years and bitterly resent the Atreides moving onto their patch.
The Duke's son sees too much.
This is Idun. Kill them all.
God in heaven.
There's more, obviously a lot more to Dune than this. I haven't even touched on how dry the planet Arrakis is. Why do you think the film's called Dune? And what lives under the surface of all that sand? I don't think it's too much of a spoiler to say here be dragons, or as they're called here, sandworms.
Go, go, go!
With his track record of the recent Blade Runner sequel and the equally assured Arrival, Denis Villeneuve is clearly the favoured director of big, intelligent sci-fi, even if Dune suffers from the problems spelled out in the opening caption. It's only the first half of the first book, so there's a certain amount of frustration built into this film.
Get everything with guns off the ground! Go!
This is an extermination. They're picking my family off one by one.
Ironically, the story rests on Paul Atreides' ability to see into the future. And once three or four more Dunes have been made, future audiences will have the ability to binge-watch the whole thing. Until then, we're left hanging with a two-and-a-half-hour opening chapter. Thanks a lot.
It's time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.